Good morning. It's 6:49 on May the 29th. I'm a little bit later today. I had to stay and wake up my wife at 6:30. Normally I go at 6 and wake her up at 7 because I'm back in time, but today it was, she has a doctor's appointment this morning, so she had to get up at a different time. Now, it's not like she couldn't have woken up on her own, but when she's expecting me to wake her up, and if I don't do it, then that's kind of a problem. So, yeah, I stayed to wake her. And 21 and a half minutes on the first mile, but I had to stop and talk to somebody who asked me about the photo every morning. The lady who has the elderly collie, the one with the graying muzzle, the collie, not the lady. And she wanted to know what I was doing taking these pictures. So I stopped and talked to her for a couple of minutes. The timer was already running, so yeah, it slowed me down. It's all right. It's all good, as they say. The doctor's appointment yesterday went pretty well. It was long, only because they had to dilate my eye to find out what was going wrong with the left eye. Everything is okay. It's not a detached retina. It's not anything that's serious or problematic. It's a floater, a solid mass in the aqueous humor of my eye inside that was there before. And so it's nothing to be concerned about. And what he said was that as my eye adjusts to the new lens, I will see those kinds of things less and less as I focus more on what I'm looking at and not things that are floating. Right now I'm paying attention to every single floater and flash to make sure that it's not something more serious because of the surgery. The upshot of it was that my eyes ached all day yesterday, and I had to carry out a headache immediately following the doctor's eye drops. Well, an hour later when I got home, head started to hurt. I was tired. Oh, I was so tired. So I had nothing better to do. I went to bed and I slept for like 2.5 hours yesterday afternoon, and then went to bed last night at 7 because I was still tired. I still had a headache. I still have a headache. It's not quite as bad this morning. I've taken a second anti-inflammatory this morning, so things should calm down here pretty soon. I did hear back from Scott Sigler about the Greedog story, the one that I was hoping to finish this week, and no. Now, the story is not going the way it needs to go. So I'll start again. I don't know if I'll start again today. I'll start again tomorrow. Today is my younger daughter's birthday. I should do something with her today. I need to go pick up some pastries, some baked goods, appropriate to the celebration, as it were. Gonna grill a steak for dinner. But I was sort of disappointed because I really liked the way that story was going. But unfortunately, it's much too much Ishmael Wong and not enough Quentin Barnes, apparently. So I need to backtrack. I need to go back and toss out the communications gimmick that I had, because that was not something that had been reported in the books. And apparently there are sections of the books that are not human point of view. I haven't actually read all the books. I haven't listened to all the books yet. So that was a bad assumption on my part. And I just go back and redo. I need to take a more formulaic approach, I'm afraid. And find three setbacks, and he needs to have a plan. And the problem is the time frames are really awkward because they're separated by a century. So I have to show Greedock taking over the Krakens. But that's 100 years after he gets his name. And I have to show how he got his name. So the challenge here is to figure out which of those two stories is most important. Perhaps tell the other one in a flashback. The original story structure was pretty good for that. It's just a brief introduction to taking over the taking over the syndicate. That is a loud truck. That was, by the way, the most troublesome intersection of the rock, the three-way stop. I don't really know why so many people hit that intersection at the same time I do. Those diesel pickups are loud. Good Lord. That was actually a second one coming the opposite way. So anyway, I have to do this story. I wonder if my glasses are the problem. Like, why all of a sudden am I getting these headaches? And they're really, really tough headaches. So, yeah, I've got these two episodes that are 100 years apart that have to be both in this book. Guys, I'm not writing a second one. He told me I could write two if I wanted. Part one and part two. But I really need to get this off my plate, which means I really need to get one book, get all the pieces that I need into that one book, and get it off my desk, get it over to his house and into production for him, so that I can move on with my own.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I need to do something like break out Lester Dent's outline. Lester Dent, is that his name? I think so. Well, and of course, 7 o'clock, the timer goes off and interrupts the recording. So started it over, or started part two. I was just at the point where I'm making the turn to go east along the Great Eastern Reach, coming up on the Monk Pole. In a little bit. So yeah, I'm gonna have to do something like break out Lester Dent's formula and come up with one villain, one enemy, one goal, Monk Pole. And two try and fail and one try and succeed episode to achieve his end goal. And get this thing done. Get it off my plate. Honestly, I don't think it's going to happen today. I'm feeling weak and tired this morning. Of course, I haven't had my coffee yet today. I slept through till about, it was 5:30-ish. Got up. Started catching up on email and feed readers, and the coffee was perking, but not, it was brewing, but it wasn't done. I didn't drop everything and go back upstairs to get a cup when it was ready. And so I'm going to go home and have a cup and something to eat. And then see where we are. It's a gorgeous day, by the way. It's cool, 50 something. The thunderstorms rumbled all around us last night, but didn't actually drop any rain. And oddly, this morning, when I started out, the sky above me was free of clouds. And yet, I kept getting little drops of rain here and there. The nearest cloud cover is quite a ways off, but apparently it was enough updraft to throw the rain all the way over here. Balticon is over. I caught up with some of the people who attended. I miss having that annual renewal, that kick in the pants that I get by going, catching up with people. People that I talk to sometimes, like Brand, I talk to him almost every day. Talk to Allie at least once a week. Other people I don't talk to quite as much. Thomas Gideon, and John Taylor Williams, Chris Miller occasionally. But in large part, and for the last several months, I've sort of been hiding under a rock. These little 20-minute audios, nowhere near as regular as I have been in the past, really only my small outreach efforts to the larger world. They don't happen that often. I need to get better at that, so one step at a time. 2 miles at a time, I guess, is the right way to look at it. So today is what, the fourth day in a row, fifth day in a row, second day in a row? Today's Thursday. I walked on Tuesday, so Tuesday, Thursday, third day in a row. I don't know if we can see what we can do about keeping this going. The 6 to 7 o'clock slot is the right time. That's when I really need to put down whatever I'm playing with and come outside and see what's going on in the world. I also need to stop listening to Poker Face Radio and start listening to podcasts again, I think. The problem is I've got so many podcasts stacked up now. I'm probably going to have to mark everything as read and listen going forward. Find time during the day to listen to podcasts. Try to catch up a little bit on some of the longer ones. For immediate release is one that I sorely miss. Those guys are pretty interesting. I've got a new one from G Plus that I've subscribed to, but I haven't really listened to. It's kind of long and rambly. This is rambly, but it's not that long. Today it's long because I'm walking slow. Boy, I'm slow today. Gosh. But I'm walking, I'm moving. You know, moving is the key. If I could get this knot. I've got one spot in the middle of my back that I got sleeping on the floor the other night. It has not gone away. Well, the good news about sleep is that I don't have to wear that silly metal eye patch anymore. So sleeping is a lot more comfortable. And I'm down to just two different kinds of drops. One 4 times a day, the other one just at night. That's going to be good for another 3 weeks or so, but one drop 4 times a day is not too bad. So apparently they took down trees from around the pond down here. The neighbor lady was talking about how they took down a bunch of trees. I think they took down a lot of cottonwoods is what they did. That wasn't recent. That was like last year. I'm looking at the pond now and seeing. Yeah, it's not anywhere near as forested as it was in olden times, but it's cottonwood season right now. Quite frankly, I could do without all the cotton floating around. Oh, yeah. Walking, walking, walking. Tedious. So I'm trying to think of things that I could have Greedock want. Greedock wants power. Greedock wants money. Because money lets him do more things. One of the challenges I've got is that I need to make him rational. He has to understand, he has to believe that what he's doing is not evil, that it's just logical. It's something that he needs to do in order to take care of his clan, his people. neighbor. Coming back from her walk as well. So 19 minutes, second mile, not too bad. A long podcast for you, but more stuff that I was just sort of walking and not talking about. At any rate, I've already got the milk, so I don't have to stop here. I can head on in. But my 2 miles are up. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.